Welcome to our Worldwide Network for Success, WWYNS, your dedicated business radio station. The mission of our station is to help you learn how successful managers and business owners direct their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful.
What is the single most important principle that contributes to the success of a business plan? Our topic today, developing a winning business plan. I'm your host, James Raries, Vice President of Business Development for CTF, and joining me as my guest today is Joe Camara, President of CTF. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks, James. Pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you, and I'm sure we'll have an interesting conversation about developing a winning business plan. Before we get started, I want to mention that your Network for Success is designed to expose you and to the latest methods and techniques that individuals and business owners are using every day to grow and prosper. Whether you're a professional, a business owner, or a high-level manager, our goal today is to provide you with at least one actionable idea you can implement immediately to build your success. Okay, Joe, now to our topic. Is there one principle we have to pay attention to make our business plan a success?
Well, I think there is, and if it's up to me, I would say it's writing it down. What does it do for us? Well, first of all, if we're going to really get started, it lends credibility to anybody that we're going to share our business plan with. Second, it allows others to provide us with valuable input. We may be able to tell people about it, but usually we get off on a sidetrack or some other vein of thought and not complete our whole thought, just as I lost my train of thought. If you've got it written down, people can make notes and discuss it one point at a time. So it allows others to provide valuable input. If you're going to try and get funding, it certainly is a requirement for the marketability of your ideas. Nobody's probably, unless your family, your mother and dad are nice people, are going to give you money simply on the strength of your creative idea if it's not written down. It also can be used as a successful sales tool, not only for funding, but for acquiring partners or other people to work in your business. It's certainly a good starting point from which to recruit someone who might be a valuable person who's going to help you develop and expand your business plan or expand your business. It obviously, writing things down requires you to think through the process. It's much more complex than it appears, and by the fact that you're challenged and have questions and aren't sure what exactly to write, those are places where you have to find ways to get the answers. And where there are holes, you're going to spend some time either doing research in the library or talking with people and so on. So it really results in better decision making. And if there's one principle, I think writing down, even if it's a 5 or 10 page business plan, that's much better than no business plan at all. It may be, in fact, better than a 100 page business plan. We were talking with somebody recently who said that they've, a banker, in fact, seen 100 page business plans that didn't say much of anything and, of course, didn't get funded.
Right. And when we think about the dynamics of a business, it's very intricate. And while we all probably have an idea about what we should do, do we do it? Are we doing it? Are we making it happen? If we're the kind of people, as entrepreneurs often are, that have to do everything yourself, if you have to do everything yourself, you can't do it and you can't manage it. Unless you have a document or some mechanism to help manage you and make sure you're doing it. It's like having a day timer or it's like having an action plan. A business plan, it seems to me, is more like a dynamic action plan that helps guide you through the decisions that will help you build your business.
Well, I would agree that. I agree with that. I think it can be. However, I see a lot of business plans that are, surface thinking. One of the things we do a lot of is helping people think about their business plans. And when you ask somebody about how they're going to market, they may have an idea of using trade shows. Well, that's a perfectly valuable idea. However, and they may have gotten that idea from talking with someone, but if the execution of that idea is not well thought out, you may spend a lot of money. I know from a client's experience, he spent an awful lot of money trying to get results from a trade show and didn't do it as successfully as he would have liked, and that's one of the reasons he hired us, to help think through that process and make it more effective for him.
So let's think about marketing as an example, Joe. If I develop a business plan, I get my financing, I get the office set up and I start working and I throw the business plan on the shelf, as often happens, I'm on, now the business is on automatic pilot. Now I'm going to do whatever it takes to get my business working. So I'm going to go to a radio station or a newspaper and place an ad. I may go to an agency to help develop the ad. But what's the long-term benefit of having a plan or having something that's going to help guide me through this next 6 months or 3 months of the ad campaign that I put together?
Well, I guess one of the most important thing is if you can't get funded, it may result in a no-go situation, and that may save you a considerable time and energy and money. However, if it results in a go situation, even if your plans are not completely fleshed out, and what I mean by that is they're not highly detailed, they still provide you with a somewhat of a blueprint. I don't think any of us would want to trust a builder or somebody who was going to build a new house for us if they didn't have a blueprint, especially one we could look at and maybe modify and change. So the blueprint is really just that. It tells us step by step where the foundation goes and how it should be positioned, what size it should be, what the heights of the walls and so on should be to support the rest of the structure. It's just an absolutely necessary tool. And many, even though it takes a lot of time and effort, I don't want to discount that. It's an absolute necessity for most people who start a business.
And one of the points that I wanted to make, and we'll get to after our break, Joe, is that there are implications for the marketing and the things that we do today for the future, and we should be thinking about those and taking advantage of those as our business grows. If any of our listeners would like a tape of today's program or information about our guests or an opportunity to meet any of our guests at an upcoming event, give CTF a call at 634-7013, 24 hours a day. That's 634-7013, and we'll return after these messages.
YNS is a full-service integrated marketing services firm. We develop and deliver a sophisticated, custom-made system called Integrated Marketing Squared. The Squared designation results from the marriage between a highly successful legacy system and the digital world's many free marketing tools. This marriage produces exponential results for our customers. YNS helps our customers get the IMS Squared benefits and the most valuable marketing system they will ever use. The goals of your network for success are to, 1, provide you with up to a 10-to-1 return on your marketing investments, 2, enable you to achieve better marketing results and sales results for less, 3, get the IMS Squared benefits, and 4, the bottom line is to help your customers build their business. To talk to us personally, call 575-RESULT-6. That's 575-RESULT-6, or in numbers, 575-737-8586, 575-737-8586, or visit us on the web at www.network4success.com.
This is your Network for Success. We're talking with Joe Camara of Consulting Task Force about developing a winning business plan, and we were given the secret information, the classified information about what is the single most important aspect to making a business plan succeed, and that is writing it down. Joe, we're getting to the point where the second most important thing is implementing it. And just from my own experience, I know that if a business person doesn't have an idea of what the long-term goals and objectives is of his or her business, in the short term, they're going to make decisions and buy things and do things and implement things that aren't going to necessarily have any, they're not going to culminate anything necessarily into the future. So it seems to me that developing the plan and following it will help me leverage everything I do today into something bigger and better in the future. Do you have any examples about how you've implemented to help people implement these things we're talking about?
Well, I'd like to follow a kind of a developmental idea just briefly. My first business was in 1972. We had no plan. We had a great, nice, very successful product, but we didn't have successful follow-through, exactly the point that you're making. We were too busy. We didn't understand the implications of getting into business. And really, being in that business was not a high enough priority for me and my partner. I was working full-time, so was he. We were both going to school. And starting a business was a great lark and a great learning experience, but we were not successful. I mean, the business itself could have been successful. I still think the product today could be successful. But we were not able to make that business a success because we didn't understand the implications of being in that business. So in my next business situation, I spent a lot of time getting prepared with my business plan, and what it resulted was in funding and a fair, reasonable amount of success. And then when I went to sell the business, I also, one of the things that most business people don't do is I wrote a business plan to sell the business, which resulted in a successful sale. So the process that I had learned between my first business and my second business was that really learning how to write things down and help others understand what the opportunity is or what the success of a venture that hasn't really gotten off the ground might be is really the bottom line of writing a business plan. And then, oddly enough, I guess the reason that I feel so strongly about this topic is that this is really now the nature of our business. One of the things that I believe that we do most effectively is help people transform their visions that they haven't written down into something that's tangible that they can get, agree or disagree with. And if we write it in one way and they disagree with it, that's great, because that means now they're getting involved in the writing of their business plan. And then, as you suggest, the second most important thing is transforming those general plans that we're going to do trade shows into an action plan. How many are we going to do? Where are we going to go? How much money are we going to spend? How are we going to qualify our customers? And there are a zillion and one questions, which if some of them get answered effectively, will result in certainly better results than if you don't have any of those questions that you raise, nor do they get answered, or they get answered by the seat of the pants.
Well, since an important aspect of your business, a consulting business, is teaching, can you give us an idea of how you've helped people over the years take these ideas and really put them to work?
Well, I guess there are lots of ways I can answer that. Let's do it this way that might be most helpful to a listener. If you're thinking about writing a business plan, think about six major elements. What is the nature of your business concept? You ought to be able to write it in 25 words or less. I find this one of the most challenging things for a person to do, but everybody should be able to write their business plan briefly. The briefer the better. GE brings good things to life. I think that's a great example to think about. Then, the other five major sections of your business plan are going to be your marketing plan, your finance, your human resources, your management of information, and the operational nature of your business, whether it's retail, manufacturing, whatever. And your business concept should drive all your answers to these other five areas: marketing, finance, human resources, management information systems, and the operation of your business. And a lot of this, by again asking good questions and even answering themselves, if you take the time to do it, you'll do fine with your business plan. If you're having difficulty answering these questions, I would suggest visiting a non-threatened competitor. And what I mean by that is, if you're going to be in the computer business and nobody in Western New York will help you because they see you as a threat, take a vacation, go to Florida, go to Washington, wherever you want to go, and find people who are in that business who will not see you as a threat, and ask them the kinds of questions you can't answer by yourself, or seek the advice of experts locally.
And so that concept in 25 words or less really can become, or does become, the mission statement of the business.
Sure.
I know I asked you this question before, but which one of the five functional areas of a business is most important?
They're all important equally.
Okay.
I don't think you can differentiate. Yes, certainly marketing. If you have no sales, you have no business. But all the rest, if you can't manage your money and you have deficits, you're going to go out of business. If you don't have good people, you're not going to be able to sell or manage your money. You're going to go out of business. I think they're all equally important.
Right. And this is an important point that I think that I wanted to mention, is that a lot of specialists get in business, people from industry that have specialized skills, and they focus on their area of expertise and maybe not the others, which are equally important and which oftentimes contribute to a business's failure. We'll be continuing with our discussion of how to develop a winning business plan after these words from our sponsors.
YNS is a full-service integrated marketing services firm. We develop and deliver a sophisticated, custom-made system called Integrated Marketing Square. The Square designation results from the marriage between a highly successful legacy system and the digital world's many free marketing tools. This marriage produces exponential results for our customers. YNS helps our customers get the IMS Squared benefits and the most valuable marketing system they will ever use. The goals of your network for success are to, 1, provide you with up to a 10-to-1 return on your marketing investments, 2, enable you to achieve better marketing results and sales results for less, 3, get the IMS Squared benefits, and 4, the bottom line is to help your customers build their business. To talk to us personally, call 575-RESULT-6. That's 575-RESULT-6, or in numbers, 575-737-8586. 575-737-8586. Or visit us on the web at www.network4success.com.
Remember, you have an opportunity to listen to this program via podcast by signing into our website and signing up as a member of YNS. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.network4success.com for more details. That's network4success.com. If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 at any time, day or night. That is 575-RESULT-6.
And we're back with Consulting Task Force, and we're here interviewing Joe Camara, president of Consulting Task Force, and we're discussing developing a winning business plan. And before we took our break, Joe, we were talking about the transitions you personally experienced when you developed your business career very early in the 70s, I think it was. Can you give us an idea of how these transitions affected your development of business plan and your knowledge of how to run a successful business?
Well, I mentioned the fact that not having one caused us to fail. I wouldn't like to admit it because I still think it's a potentially successful product, but it helped me realize that writing down business plans was important. The next thing was being able to communicate those ideas and then share the details or create the details with other people. It seems like every time I started a business, I had a partner of some sort. Whether they were a formal partner or not really wasn't the issue, but it was the fact that you had somebody else to work with, whether it's a consultant or whether it's a friend who's starting your business. I think that's an important key. You've got to have somebody to bounce ideas off of and who's also a somewhat creative person.
Maybe a mentor or becoming an apprentice.
Absolutely.
In a situation.
Absolutely.
Before you open up a pizza joint, you might want to go work in one for a while and perhaps elicit the skills and the help of that proprietor.
And it's not something I learned, but a good idea is maybe that person will be your first investor if they've got a good business. However, back to some of the key ideas. If you're going to start your action planning, one of the things you want to make sure of is that your methods of approaching things are not just me too methods. I think one of the things that I learned, our early product was an innovation. I think that's why it was a successful product. We just weren't successful in managing our business. So I think a me-too business or a me-too approach is not a good way to go. So I think one of the things that we've learned is that there's a certain amount of risk in starting a business, and you have to be prepared to manage your risk effectively and yet make sure that you're not so far out of bounds that people won't buy or appreciate the kind of product you have. So it's this combination of getting input, being innovative, and taking risks and managing those risks effectively so you minimize the potential demise of your business.
Well, let's talk about how to put this all together, Joe. I know that there are a lot of places that people can go to get business advice. Some more specific than others, like accounting or financial advice. But where does someone start to fit all these pieces together and start to accumulate what might look like a plan?
I think the person has to do it themselves. Now, they may get some assistance from, as I mentioned, from others. Certainly, there are business books. There are tons of business books about business planning. There's software that will give you a kind of a general template for business planning. An accountant may help you with some financial assistance. But really, I think the challenge is up to the individual to put the plan together in the best fashion that they can. Now, if for some reason there's a major difficulty with doing that and you need some more diligent assistance, there are good consultants around like us that can help people do that. But really, it's an individually focused activity that requires hard work and a fair amount of time. So if somebody's thinking about getting into business tomorrow, chances are they will not have a very good business plan. I'd like to suggest that they think about a transition period. I mentioned in my second business, I took time out before we started the business to actually sit down and work through the business plan, and it took about a month of full-time work. That was my first task, as I felt that I needed to do to get my business off the ground. And I think that was a month very well spent. I don't believe we would have been successful had we not done that. So I think that it's up to the individual. And the more you rely on others to put your business plan together, the less likely you are to follow it, A, because mm-hmm. It's probably not reality, and B, you didn't do it, so you're not as committed to the ideas in it. Now, that may cause some lack of flexibility if you're really tied into an idea that you can't change because you thought of it. But if you're involving others and getting input from others on a continual basis, so we talked to several shows, several months ago, about the kind of teams you can put together that can give you advice, whether they're internal teams or external teams, all of those things can come together to help you fit your business plan into a valuable tool that directs your business for certainly at least a year or two.
And so far we've talked about two things that are very important to the success of a business plan. We've talked about actually writing it down, and that's an area where we would need help in terms of addressing, talking to skilled people that have experience, and also then implementing it. Are there certain There are certain characteristics of an individual that position them as better business plan writers or better business plan implementers based on their experiences? Or is there really a place in every phase of a business plan for someone to seek professional assistance?
I think, I don't know how to answer that exactly, James. I guess it seems to me that if you're not a good writer, then you need to rely on someone that is. If you're a good writer, you probably don't need to rely on someone that is, but you may need to rely on somebody that can implement. I don't think that, well, most businesses grow, if they're at all successful, to be more than one person. And so the team concept that results from working together with others who must take a stake in putting your plan together, I think is very important. Now, in our experience, even the least skilled guy who's doing the lowest level job has good ideas about how to do that job better. And if you're involving that person in your planning process, doesn't mean they have to write it down. You can be writing down what their ideas are. But if you're writing down good ideas and then helping those people implement them, providing support for them to implement, and then monitoring the results, seeing if what their ideas, the ideas that they came up with are worthwhile following, and you do follow them, and they come to be successful, rewarding those people for giving good ideas, is really the, one of the secrets, I think, to running a business successfully.
So just like in a financial situation, there are accountants or bookkeepers that are expert in some specialized area of a business. Other people that are specialized in other areas of your business, whether it's a janitor or a service person or a salesperson, all have value that they can contribute to the success of a business.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you, Joe. We have time for one more break, and we're going to, when we return, we're going to talk more about how you can develop a competitive advantage through your business plan and the proper business planning and also proper updating of your business plan as your business grows. And we'll be continuing with our discussion about developing a winning business plan after these words from our sponsors.
YNS is a full-service integrated marketing services firm. We develop and deliver a sophisticated, custom-made system called Integrated Marketing Squared. The Squared designation results from the marriage between a highly successful legacy system and the digital world's many free marketing tools. This marriage produces exponential results for our customers. YNS helps our customers get the IMS Squared benefits and the most valuable marketing system they will ever use. The goals of your network for success are to, 1, provide you with up to a 10-to-1 return on your marketing investments, 2, enable you to achieve better marketing results and sales results for less, 3, get the IMS Squared benefits, and 4, the bottom line is to help your customers build their business. To talk to us personally, call 575-RESULT-6. That's 575-RESULT-6, or in numbers, 575-737-8586, 575-737-8586, or visit us on the web at www.network4success.com.
Welcome back to Your Network for Success. This is James Rorys, Vice President of Business Development for Consulting Task Force, and with me today has been Joe Camara, President of Consulting Task Force, and we've been talking about developing a winning business plan. And Joe, before we left, I mentioned that we were going to talk about a competitive advantage. How can a company develop their own competitive advantage most effectively?
Well, I think one of the keys is good market research. Now, that should be part of your business plan. So if a principle we want to think about is market research, then that's something we ought to do. I think our goal in that case is to identify a niche where there aren't many players or where there are very few players and that you dominate. And what you want to do is you want to dominate with your customers in that niche. You want to be successful enough with your customers to give them everything that they want as long as they can be identified clearly in that niche. And then you want to keep enhancing it. So, for instance, if you have an image advantage or you have high-end customer advantage, which usually translates into a little bit higher profit, you probably want to give them higher service. You may be better off trading a little bit of your profit into higher service because high-end customers, that's what they expect. If you're a low-end profit producer or a low-price producer, you've got to keep finding ways to enhance your minimizing your cost and still delivering a reasonable, good quality product to your customers. And so what you're doing is you're setting yourself apart, you're differentiating, as we've seen happen in the sneaker business, there's differentiation after differentiation of different kind of sneaker these days, and the people who've got a running sneaker are trying to maintain their competitive advantage. They may have lost it because of the competition, but the idea is to keep changing and modifying, and so people come out now with lights and sneakers, which is a really creative idea and an innovation, which seems to be selling in the market successfully. So it's this constant attention to what am I doing in my market, and how do I continue enhancing that particular thing that makes my business more successful than my competitors in that particular niche?
Right. And so we're not just talking about developing a competitive advantage in your market or in your product or your service. We can talk about developing a competitive advantage in how we deliver the service, how we treat our customers, and how we get business done.
Absolutely. All of those things.
And this is all part of what a successful business plan can help you do over the years as your business grows and develops.
Well, and even if you don't know when you start, that's one of your goals to arrive at. Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you, Joe. And I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us today. To learn more, give Consulting Task Force a call at 634-7013. That's 634-7013.
Remember, you have an opportunity to listen to this program via podcast by signing into our website and signing up as a member of YNS. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.networkforsuccess.com for more detail. That's network, the number 4, success.com. If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 at any time, day or night. That is 575-RESULT-6. Our program, The Leading Edge of Supply Chain Management, was brought to you by Supply Chain Optimizers. SCO is a logistics company known for providing personalized, end-to-end cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving the hundreds of opportunities firms have hidden within their supply chain activities. If you want to download 15-minute segment podcasts of this program, simply go to www.networkforsuccess.com. That's network, the number 4, success.com. This program was produced and directed by Your Network for Success and is copyrighted as of March 11th, 2013.